President-elect Trump has already gotten a jump on foreign policy matters. He called up South Korean President Park Geun-hye. She said Trump called to pledge his commitment to protect her country against North Korean threats. Part of America's defense includes the installation of a new missile system called THAAD. That's short for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. And it's designed to shoot North Korean rockets out of the air. But some South Koreans are worried about the potential health effects in the area around the proposed missile site. Here's Jason Strother with our story.
In Gimcheon City, it's pretty easy to tell who's against the new U.S. missile system. Red banners saying no to THAAD hang off terraces on apartment towers all over this part of town. From here, it's about 4 miles to the golf course that will be converted into a missile battery sometime next year. You also see the anti-THAAD signs in front of local businesses, too, like this cell phone shop. Lim Sang-hwan is the owner.
80 to 90% of the people here in Gimcheon are against the missiles. We don't know what the health impact is going to be. I have a 4-year-old son, and I don't want him to be harmed.
Lim says he's worried about the emissions from the missile system's radar. Nationwide polls show the majority of South Koreans favor the missile deployment. But it's a divisive issue here. When I grab a ride with taxi driver Shin Sang-won, he tells me that ever since the South Korean government selected the area to host the missile system in September, arguments keep breaking out.
Hey, I'm just the driver. I don't want any problems. I only talk about it unless they bring it up. I'll tell them I support that if they ask. I've never had an argument with a passenger, but a couple I picked up got into a fight in my car over the missiles.
The voices get louder as you travel closer to the planned missile site. 59-year-old melon farmer Lee Jung-hee wears a red ribbon that says totally against THAAD around his brown wide-brimmed hat. He's getting ready to lead a protest outside a community center just down the road from the golf course. He says the U.S. government is not telling locals how dangerous the missile system could be to their health. I really think this missile deployment is going to make South Koreans angry at the American military here, Lee says. Remember when protesters burnt down an American cultural center? I won't be surprised if something like that happens again. That incident happened in 1982 during a time of strong resentment against the U.S. for its support of South Korea's dictatorship. Violent protests also erupted outside U.S. bases in the early 2000s following a traffic accident involving an American convoy that killed 2 Korean schoolgirls. But Kim Won-myung says that's just one side of things. He's a monk at a nearby Buddhist temple. He brings me inside a small meditation room and lights candles and incense before bowing to a shrine. Kim says locals in this very conservative part of Korea still have positive feelings about American forces stationed in their country. I don't think anyone here is really angry at the U.S. because of the missiles, the monk says. America is our ally. But he adds that he does think Washington is pressuring Korea to deploy the THAAD system. It's hard for Korea to say no because we are the weaker partner in this relationship, he says. The U.S. and South Korean militaries have tried to calm local concerns. They maintain that the THAAD system radar emissions meet safety standards and there won't be any adverse effect on the surrounding communities. But that hasn't satisfied opponents. Back at the community center's parking lot, around 100, mostly elderly residents, are sitting on plastic stools, listening to protest leader Lee Jong-hee speak. Before the rally, he told me how they'll stop the missiles. He says if these missiles are brought here, we are going to physically block the road to the base. And if there are any fights between protesters and the authorities, the U.S. is to blame. For The World, Jason Strother, Songju County, South Korea.